Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, Masechtes Subas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Malin Lekohuna Al Pi Eid Echad. Arguing with the opinion of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. In the previous Mishnah we learned, two people come, we don't know who they are. They say, hello, my name is Reuven, this is my friend Shimon. Reuven says, Shimon is a kain. Shimon says, Reuven is a kain. We believe both of them. Sagt Rabbi Yehuda, an Eid Echad is not enough for us to establish that a person is a Kayin, and that's when they don't come and each one is saying the other one is a Kayin, where we're chayshish that they're covering for each other, they're lying for each other. Even Stamazai. An Eid Echad is not enough. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, Amosai, when do we say that we're not Maila Lekohun Al Pi Eid Echad? That an Eid Echad is not enough for us to lift someone to be an established kayin, so to speak, give him all the ma'ilas, b'makam sheyesh oirin. That's if two eidim come along and they say, no, there's a problem here. They say, we're not so sure about the kashrus of this person who's considered a kayin. They testify to him that he's pasul. So under these circumstances, an eid echad won't be enough to be machshir him. You have two eidim that say he's pasul. Now, we have to explain something in order to understand what this word pasul means over here. The emes, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. An Eid Echad should be enough to say that someone is a Kayin. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't. An Eid Echad is not enough. We just learned that over here at the beginning of Mishnah Ches. Let me tell you what the problem is. Rabbi Yehuda holds Mailin Meitruma Liyuchsin. That means as follows. An Eid Echad comes along and says so-and-so is a Kayin. Okay, we'll give him Truma. We hope he realizes the terrible Einish if he's not a Kayin that eats Truma. But the Maisa, we'll give it to him. But we don't necessarily say, because someone has the green light to eat truma, that he's considered a kayin that has yichus. And therefore he can marry an isha miyuchesis, meaning a woman where everyone says, no, in that mishpacha the yichus is perfect. Nobody is pasul, there's no one that's pasul for a kayin. If this woman marries someone that we're not sure about his yichus, maybe he's a chal, let's say, is someone that was born by a father who was a kohen that married a grusha, that a kohen wasn't allowed to marry. So her child will also be a chal, and pasul kohuna. So in order to say, no, this person is for sure a pure kohen, for that you need two eidim. No one argues about that. For truma, one should be enough. One eid that says he's a kohen, for yichus, two. So what then is the machloikis between the previous Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer is Rabbi Yehuda holds that once we let a person eat truma, the chances are we're going to assume he must be 100% kosher a kayin, and he'll marry a woman who's an isha miyuchesis, that there's a chazak in that family. They're 100% pure kayhanim. And that's not true. Could be he's a chalal. Could be her children will be a chalal. So the chacham were machmer even in regard to truma, and they said we can't allow an eid echad who says he's a kayin to be enough for us to give him the green light to eat truma. We're not so worried about the truma, says Rabbi Yehuda, but I'm worried that once he eats truma, people will consider him a kain miyuchas. So that's what the Mishnah means. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amosai, when do we say we don't let the kain go up to be a kain and give him all the things that come with kahuna on the basis of an eid echad? That's b'makam sheyesh oirin. That's where other eidim come and they say we're not so sure he's a kasher a kain. Could be he's possible. Avul b'makim she'ein oirin, we don't have two eidim that say, no, he's not a kosher kayin. It's just that we're not sure whether he's a kayin or not, but we have no claim that he's not. So ma'ilin lakuna pi eid echad, says Rebbe Lazar. There's an eid echad that says he's a kayin? Fine. But Rebbe Lazar does not say the same thing as the Tana in Mishnah Zayin. The Tana in Mishnah Zayin is very makel. The Tana in Mishnah Zayin holds that even if two people show up and each one points to the other and says, he's a Kayin, we believe both of them. What do you mean? Maybe the two you made up to do it. No, we believe in Eid Echad even under such circumstances. Rabbi Lazar says, we'll believe in Eid Echad that comes along and says so-and-so is a Kayin. But when you have two people, each one is saying on the other one, he's a Kayin, wait a second, we're not so sure. Maybe they just made up to cover for each other. Then we have another sheet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Skan means the assistant Kohen Gadol. Reb Shimon Ben Haskan is the son of Reb Chanina Skan HaKayhanim. That's mentioned many times in the Mishnah. So Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel says in the name of Reb Shimon Ben Haskan, Malin L'Kohun Al Pi Eid Echad. And Eid Echad is believed that we should give someone the rights of Kohuna as long as there aren't any two Eidim that are disagreeing. Wait a second. So what's Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel saying different than Rabbi Eliezer? That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara answers, the machloikis is whether mitzarfin le'edus. Here's the case. We have here a person who's the son of a kohen. Well, if you're a son of a kohen, then you're a kohen. Wait. All of a sudden, there are rumors. His mother was a grusha. His father married a grusha, which a kohen is not allowed to do, or a chalutza. If that's the case, this person is a chalal. He's pasul le'kohuna. But it's just a rumor. We don't pasul someone because of a rumor. There are no edim. But we have to look deeper into this. Meanwhile, we say you can't act as a kohen. That's a chumrah, or a milah, when it comes to how careful you are with kohuna, that even if it's just a rumor, we're going to temporarily suspend him. Now, an eid echad shows up and says, those rumors are false. Nah! His mother was not a grusha, not a chalutza. He's a kohen kasher. Okay, so we restore him to his position of being a kohen based on this one aid. Then along come two aidim, and they say, what do you mean? His mother was a grusha or a chalutza, he's pasul l'kohuna. Okay. So now Bezin has to once again demote him, so to speak. You can't be a kohen anymore. There's only one person who says the rumor is not false, and we have two that say that the rumor is true, that your mother was a grusha. Then along comes one more aid. And he says the same thing the first aid says. No, he's a kohen kasher. What? No, his mother is never a grusha. So again, what happened over here? We have this person. We know he's a son of a kohen. He should be a kohen. Should be no problem. Uh-oh, rumor that his mother was a grusha, that his father married a grusha. He's a chalal. Okay, we suspend this kohuna. It's just a rumor, but meanwhile, you can't be a kohen. Can't do things kohanim do. Can't get things kohanim get. And Eid Echad comes along and says, nah, his mother was never a grusha. Okay, it's back to a kohen kasher. We restore him. Then come two Eidim and they say, mother was a grusha or a chalutza. He's pasul l'kohuna. Then comes a second Eid Echad, not the first one, a second Eid Echad and says, his mother was never a grusha. So this is a big shail in Hilchas Eidus. Because it's not two against two. It's one against two and then there's another one. Can we connect the first aid that came before the two Eidim and the second aid who came after the two Eidim and say it's two against two? According to Shimon Gamliel, you can. Oy vazoi. So I have two Eidim that say he's kosher, two Eidim that say he's pasul. And we have a chazaka that he's a kohen. You know his father was a kohen. So we're machshrim to kohuna. And that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel means. When Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Malin l'kohuna al pi eid echad, he means to say you can be metzarif, the eidos of an aid that came at the end. We connect him to the aid who came at the beginning. But according to the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, no, you can't connect these two aid. They have to come one right after the other. But being that the first aid came that he's good, and the middle came two aid and that he's not good, even though another aid comes now and says he's good, that doesn't make it two against two. According to Rabbi Lazar, he would still be pasul l'kohuna. All right, so we have to chaz over Mishnah Zayin and Mishnah Ches. That's the truth. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned if you have two people that come along, each one says, I'm a kohen, he's not believed. You can't say on yourself you're a kohen. We don't know that you're a kohen. We don't give you truma. But if two people come along, and each one says the other one is a kohen, says the Tana Kama, the Tana of Mishnah Zayin, we do believe them. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Ein ma'alun l'kohen al pi eid echad. Never mind when the two come and say, well, he's a kohen, the other one says he's a kohen, then of course, maybe it's just covering for each other. But even a stam, a person comes and says so-and-so is a kohen, one eid is not enough. We explain, mi ikra din Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, one eid should be enough to say he's a kohen. Rabbi Yehuda's main problem is that being that everyone agrees when it comes to yichus, to establish for sure he's a kohen kosher, there's no chol in the family, he You should be able to marry a woman that comes from that type of a family. You need two edim. Zakta Yehuda, if I'm going to allow him to eat truma on the basis of an ed echad, people are going to wind up saying he's a kind miyuchis also. He's going to marry a woman from an established miyuchistic family. And who says he's a kind miyuchis? That's why I can't allow him to eat truma. An ed echad is not enough for truma because the truma is going to lead to yichus. That's Rabbi Yehuda's concern. Kum to Rabbi Lazar says, only if there are people that argue. And those two Adam come along and they say, no. He's puzzled. That's when an Eid Echad isn't enough to even allow him to eat truma. But if no one is coming along to say he's puzzled, so why should we assume there's a problem? Even if we allow him to eat truma. So Rabbi Lazar is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama? Almost. Except that Rabbi Lazar is saying only if there's an Eid Echad that comes and testifies so-and-so is a kain. He doesn't go as far as the Tanakhama does. The Tanakhama says, even if two people show up and each one points the finger at the other one and says, he's a Kayan, that we believe both in him, no, that we're not going to do. Because here there's a little bit of a concern, they're just covering for each other. Then we have the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel who says, Ma'alun Lakun al Pi'ed Echad. What's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's Shita? So we explain the case. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says in the name of Rav Shimon ben Asgan, that's the son of Rav Chanina Asgan HaKayhanim. Let's say we have the following scenario. We have a person we know he's the son of a Kayan. But there are rumors that his mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza before she married his father. In that case, he's a Chal, he's Pasul Kona. Now, normally, we don't Pasul a person because of a rumor, but we are going to suspend this Kona. We're going to say we have to check this out. Then an Eid Echad comes along and says, nah, his mother was not a Grusha, he's a Kayan Kasher. He's returned to his Kona. But then two Eidim come and they say, his mother was a Grusha before the father married her or a Chalutza. Now he's Pasul. Then comes along another Eid Echad and says he's Kosher. So the question is, can I say this is two against two? If it's two against two, we're going to go with the Chazaka. And the Chazaka is he's a Kayin. He's a Kayin Kosher. Rabbi Lazar holds you can't connect the two. If two came together, one right after the other, and said his mother was not a Grusha, fine. Then it would be two against two. And we would give him the Chazaka that he's a Kayin. But because only one came and said, he's kosher. Then came two together and said he's not. And then comes another Eid Echad. I can't put together the two Eid Echads. That one came before the two, one came after the two. That's a Belazah Shita. But Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that you can't. I also want to remind you what the Mefarshim bring over here, that Bezman Hazeh, being that he's not eating Truma D'Uraisa anyway, if a person says he's a Kayan, we allow him to Duchen, and we will call him up first.